Getting ready to go.
Can you hear it?
Barely.
would you quit wasting his battery? Give it back to him.
I don't know. I don't know where it is.
You never change batteries, do you? Once it's gone, it's gone.
It kind of sounds like the ones when they're doing the ear, at the test.
Okay, we're ready to roll.
What is it, Mom? What's it from?
What's it called?
My dad?
Mm-hmm.
That's a sonic screwdriver.
Yeah.
Where were you earlier?
I was not here.
Apparently not.
No.
Dad was calling an electric screwdriver. I got it right.
I had all this other stuff on my mind.
Georgia?
Oh, Georgia. What? Go for it.
So are we ready, Dan?
No.
No.
Hi, it's Ray from Lolita Dark. You are listening to Comic Pop Library.
And welcome to another edition of Comic Pop Rockin' in the Dirt. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Louise,
and Michelle.
And we are brought to you by Comic Pop Library. And we just listened to I Quit by Jessica Childress. And we are looking at her EP, Don't Forget My Name. And April will let you have the stage.
Yep. Jessica Childress, this is her album, or EP?
EP.
EP. This is her EP, Don't Forget My Name. That was released on the 4th of February. And overall, I liked it, the jazzy, bluesy feel. And to get more into Jessica, though, she's originally from L.A. in California. And an interesting side note, in case anyone really cares, she was on The Voice on Team Usher.
Yay!
I mean, I don't watch the show because I don't...
Team Usher?
Yeah, Usher. Okay. Usher. Yeah, I mean, I don't watch the show, but I know the show is really popular and
I've never seen it.
Intense.
So.
I like the show, and I watched, I think, the first season.
Is it the same creator who made Joe's Burgers or something like that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe because they premiered kind of at the same time, so they could have.
I don't know.
Okay, back.
Anyways, I need to talk about Lewis's glasses here. They're not sunglasses. They're glasses. They're the hipster indie glasses. Hey, I'm going to call him out on this.
Go ahead. What about them?
What's on the side of them?
Batman.
Batman.
Yeah.
Batman. Yeah, go. Exactly. Yes. Go pick those up. I really want some Batman.
I wouldn't let her get them.
I'm trying to decide for the summer's coming up. I don't know when y'all is listening to this, but summer's coming up right now. And I don't know. I was thinking about doing a themed swimsuit and towel and everything. Do I want to go DC or Marvel?
She saw Batman and they had the Batman symbol. Where you didn't want them to be.
They had. and I was like, well, that's an interesting. Okay. What I want,
that would be pretty cool.
Do.
But
yeah.
What do you like better though?
I like DC better. I have a Marvel towel.
Well, I think Jessica would like us to talk about Jessica.
I'm cheap.
All right, let's talk about Jessica.
You guys are so tight-knit. These two grumps over here. Stick to a script. Go off the board, guys. Jessica's... I liked her. She's
Rhythm
up
blues.
And coming. Yeah. Really?
I think so. The first couple were, anyway, for sure.
I hear more of the bluesy jazz.
Yeah, I kind of hear that, too.
R&B, no, that's rhythm and blues.
I don't hear R&B with it, though. I don't.
Because R&B is Usher. Mm-hmm. Or, you know?
There's different categories. I mean, just like anything else. Yeah, there's jazzy blues. That's part of a segment of R&B. That's what R&B came out
of. Me and Luis make an eye contact.
That's what R&B came from.
Maybe like, I don't know. When I was growing up, R&B was different. Maybe the way, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you listen to the first song, Broken, mm-hmm. and that sounds like an old R&B song.
Isn't that going to be our last song?
That's going to be our outro,
That's going to be our outro. Guys.
But it sounds like one of those older songs.
There is it. Old R&B.
I guess so.
She does not know old. What old I don't know. R&B is.
I know. That's such an actually good thing. I mean, I'm not sad to be young. Darn it. Don't have arthritis yet. This sucks.
Well, one of the things with Jessica's voice is it's nice and clear.
It is.
Very clear alto voice and powerful.
Yeah.
She can get up there if she wants to. Or not up there, but she can belt it if she wants.
Get it out there.
I think she's, I don't know, maybe a little too young. I guess, I mean, she's not like 16 or something, but she's too young for the genre she's singing. And I like the music of it, but her
voice
emotion.
I think her voice fits with what she's singing. Like, I really do. I think she should stick with it.
I don't think her emotions are there. I don't think she's really connecting with what she's singing about. I mean, anyone can sing a song, but to sing a song, like, this is deep.
You want her to feel like the blues when she's singing it. Or
yeah, you want to feel the story in
like
it.
Like she's
and
dying.
I don't get that, yeah.
Well, she'll grow into that over time as well. You know, I figure this is her first EP. So.
And that's what I said. I mean, she's a little young. Artist. She'll grow into it, you know.
Yeah, she's a young artist. And like I said, we never saw the voice episodes to really know what she sang on The Voice to know how that went about. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the voice does not fit what you expect because she is so young. But it is a good voice. I like the voice. Yeah. It fits for what she's singing.
Exactly. That's how I see it, too.
She knows her. And she's a smart singer. She definitely knows what she's good at and how far is too far and not too far, you know, to push songs and all that. Mm-hmm. And so she knows how to get the best out of her voice. And that's a very good thing to know.
And she changes a little bit of her genres because the first drop was I Quit. Mm-hmm. And to me, that was a disco feel.
I kind of felt like it was kind of like 80s kind of feel, like kind of like you're saying.
Diana Ross kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Light.
That's how I felt.
A little lighter. Yeah.
A lightweight Diana Ross.
Okay.
It's like Miller 55.
Oh, God. It's light.
It's the same thing. She's, you know, she is a young singer, but that one is definitely a disco era feel when Diana Ross was giving us the disco feel, and Tina Turner was out there. We mentioned
not definitely not the whole song or anything, but I thought the beginning of the song and maybe a little bit of the driving beat to it. I don't think it was driving enough to be like a Tina Turner song, but
true.
I agree with that. It wasn't as harsh as a Tina Turner, but it kind of had that feel, the rhythm, just not as, like you said, not as harsh maybe.
Yeah, I think on...
Which one?
Broken?
I quit. I think I quit.
I quit.
I'm prepared.
The drop that we did, or the first song?
Yeah, I quit. I mean, I really liked it. I think where I kind of got a bit iffy on it, I still enjoy it, but was during the chorus, because she does do that jazzy blues thing, or R&B, if that is, you know, R&B, whatever. But, and I think they try to put a little bit of pop into the chorus. Maybe that's just me hearing it. I think it's weird. Like, nobody's ready for that little mutant weirdo yet.
Just should have kept the jazz going or the blues.
Yeah, stick with the jazz and blues or stick with the pop. Don't.
She belongs.
What I said, it shifted to a disco. That's what disco feel was back then to me.
She belongs in a piano bar, a lounge. Soft music, little bit of rhythm. Well,
paint
lounge.
A story.
I didn't hear that on her, though. Like
a lounge
singer? Like a lounge.
Yeah.
I didn't
hear lounge. She's too upbeat for a lounge singer. She's too.
Her last two songs
too
kind of felt that way.
She's too snappy. We're snapping right now, guys, because we don't know how to say words. So we're like, she's too ding 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 dong.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
I don't like for lounge. I don't like
great
a, no, like
description.
A jazz. No, no.
I know.
Well, Room to Breathe and Walk Away felt like more of a lounge. It was smoother, silkier, and you.
But
the lounge scene back then. That's kind of how they portrayed.
So she has potential to be a lounge singer, but not all the songs are lounge songs.
Well, and that's where I can appreciate her. She's experimenting with different things, trying to find that voice. And I think she'll finally, I think the bread and butter is going to be the R&B for her.
The she's got jazz, that voice.
She just has that type of voice.
You guys have got to put a chart up here for me so I know what R&B and blues.
Yeah, mom gets so confused.
Why I'm in on
she asked me when we're listening to music. She's like, April, what am I listening to? April, what does this sound like? I don't know. I'm not in your head.
So that when I want to see if it's like that, I can punch a button and be like,
that's how it sounds.
And
like,
then
how
my favorite thing is not just genres, but when you get into subgenres, like subs.
What?
It gets real deep.
Is she talking about Subway sandwiches?
Maybe you can argue or something.
I like a flat bread with some rock.
You like a flat sandwich with a little bit.
What about her lyrics? You say you always like the lyrics. To me, she had some strong lyrics. They told the story.
They told the story, yeah. They were very straightforward and obvious. No poetry here.
Well, but it was a story, you know, of relationships, breaking up, trying to keep them together.
Yeah, and I think the straightforwardness of the lyrics worked with the music. Like, because there are other groups that if they try to do straightforward lyrics instead of, you know, the poetry and the clever little words and artful words, it would just feel weird because it'd be like, we just hack at everything and make it not pretty. But because of the music in the back, the instrumentals.
The music she has and then the lyrics, I think it fits really good with the...
So do I.
It makes the blues feel more because, you know, like you said, it tells a story. I just feel like it goes...
And that's how her music is. Her music is straightforward. It's not...
And this would be one you'd have to pick up on iTunes or something like that because this is her first EP. She doesn't have any albums out that I'm aware of. I'm sure she has a Facebook page and probably a website by now, but I think they're still working on getting their sound down, figuring out what they want to do with the first album, and then they'll knock it out. But I think if you want to get these songs, you can get them as a digital download. So if the library's out there, they'll need to wait. And I think once she gets an album, I think it'd be fine. Actually, it'd be a good purchase for a library.
No joke. Mom's looking up Tina Turner biography.
Okay. You said a lightweight Tina Turner, and you were wanting the song with the wheels.
Oh, with the wheels. Keep on
turning. Proud Mary?
Keep on turning.
Proud Mary.
I don't know. Wait. Did you see that? Tina Turner was born in Nutbush, Tennessee. I swear I've heard somebody talking. Someone has been talking about that town.
Don't know who.
Coincidence or what?
I don't know.
Deja vu.
Probably in her head. But Jessica does have a website. It's jessicachildressmusic.com. And I'm going to tell you how to spell this childress because it's weird. Basically, spell childless, but instead of the L and less, put an R. For rest, child rest.
Or look at a map in Texas for Childress, Texas.
Is that her last name?
I guess you can do that.
Childress.
I would think.
Chill without a double L and a dress. Childress.
Child. Let's just make it easy. Child. Yes.
It's usually pronounced Childress, I believe.
Childress.
If we're wrong, we apologize, Jessica.
But I've always done that. I've always pronounced words literally. Even reading, I just pronounce it. Really literal to how it's spelled.
But you think, I think any library, once she gets an album out, they can pick her up. Small, medium, large.
I think she would work.
I think she would fit. You got enough people that like this style of R&B that they'll listen to her.
All right.
Think so, anyway. That's my personal opinion. What do you think, April?
Oh, I said, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That would work.
Yeah, I think so, too. I really liked it.
I don't think she stands out.
Ouch.
She would not be in my road trip.
Ouch.
Well, not everything's going to be in your road trip.
Mom's always would I listen to this driving? That's her.
That's how you pick your music, really?
Of course, I listen to things like The Purple People Eater. And
We'll show you that song. Such a good song.
Educate Louise with Albuquerque and
Three Dog Night. You like to listen to or just listen to?
Yes.
I like to if I'm usually feeling in the mood for it when driving, I like to listen to Prince because that makes it sound weird. But because and it's like the greatest hits album, I think.
Yep, it is.
And it's it goes on forever. There's over 20 tracks or something. Oh, wow. So it takes care of the whole trip and Awesome. You just jam out to it. I love it.
Anyway, keep an eye out for Jessica Childress. I think she'll be somebody to keep an eye on and probably put into your collections. We appreciate, like I said, Amanda Carney for giving us the EP to listen to and review again. We're having fun here. Hope everybody's having fun out there. On our way out, we are going to be listening to Broken, and we hope everybody's having fun.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later.
Farewell.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.